Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mason hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hart hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. the Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hart. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks has Hunt trapped. There's the throw to Hundley and over to Santo, who tags Hunt for the out. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. 1 out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bolin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bolin is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to second. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mason is 0 for 3 in the game. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Heath pinch hits for Adolfo Phillips. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Don Young pinch runs for Bill Heath. Willie Smith pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey juggles the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Young moves to third. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Young scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Young now playing center field. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beckert. Hunt scores. McCovey moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bonds is 0-3 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Bob Berta pinch hits for Bob Barton. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. McCovey scores. Marshall moves to third. Bonds moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hyatt is walked intentionally. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Marshall scores. Bonds moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Giants. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mason is 0-4 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Don Mason now playing shortstop. Jack Hyatt now catching. Ron Herbel now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spangler is 0-3 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Don Young. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Rudolph pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.